Colossians 3:16. Colossians 3:16. I will read the whole verse, but the topic is, let the word of Christ dwell in you and I richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord, as we did this morning during the praise and worship, as we did when we all came out. You see, there's a lot of ways that God can minister through us and God can direct us to do things. But my brothers and my sisters, there is nothing that we can do in this life as a child of God without the word of God. Because the word of God is God himself. If we go to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 downwards to 14, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So that means the word of God is very, very vital in our lives as children of God. Because through the word, everything that we can see, including us, was made. Genesis 1, he said, in the beginning. Can you put Genesis 1, please? Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he said the earth was without form and void. And there was darkness. And darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. You see, God started bringing everything into existence. Let there be light. Let there be this. You see that the word of God is very, very important. And verse 4. And God saw the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. As we go forward to verse 31, you will see how God created the whole universe with the spoken word of his mouth. So that means the word of God is important in our lives. Now, a simple dictionary meaning of the word, of what is an order and a command. As God spoke the word as a command, that God had faith in that word. He knew that when he said, let there be light, he said the word as a command with faith. Because the word, he hold on to it that if I say this, it will come to pass. And he said, let there be light, and there was light. And he created everything that he was able to create, including us, as the last creature that he made. And another meaning of a dictionary of word is something that a person says, something that we say. That's why what we say is very important. What we say is very important. I have an elderly woman at my job. Every time she will say, she will just be saying, I will kill you, I will kill you. On Thursday, I have to tell her, I say, can you stop saying this word? And he said it to somebody, jokingly. And that person said, okay, when you kill me, you are the one that will carry me. I said, you want to stop saying this word? When you continue to say you will kill somebody, one day, you will do it. You will think it's a joke. Words are very, very important. We have to dwell on what God says. Not what the news is saying. Not what our friends are saying. But make sure what we are seeing, we are dwelling on the word of God. Because the word of God is God himself. What do we mean by the word? The word expresses the absolute internal and ultimate being of Jesus Christ. Because he said in John verse 1 verse 14, John chapter 1 verse 14, can you put it up please? John 1 14. Don't worry, I will be opening my Bible too. If you can't get it, John 1:14, it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his own glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. And he said, and the word became flesh. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. That means that is Jesus Christ, because he sent Jesus Christ, his only Son, to come and live like we are living. And he said the word, and he dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, that is Jesus Christ. That is the only begotten Son that he had. Full of grace and truth. As Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. And the word of God is full of grace and truth. We can't add to it. Who is he that says something that God has not said? That means we don't lean on what people say. The doctor can give us report, but we go to God and say, God, you did not say this in your word. Your word says, by your stripes I am healed. And we keep on holding to that word. And as we hold on to that word with our faith, holding on to it, it will come to pass. So now, 1 John 1 that I just read, we proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, who we have seen, as we just read there. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. That means there is life in the world. Because there is life in the world. That's why he said, let there be light, and there was light. That there is life in the world. He molded us. He molded us, and after he breathed the breath of life, which is the living soul that we are able to breathe and talk the way we are talking now. That means there is life in the world. So that shows the importance of allowing the word of God to dwell in us richly. Richly. Revelation 19:13. I will quickly read you. You may not go there because of time. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the word of God. Did you see that? Revelation. He said he wore a robe deep in blood. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said the title was the word of God. That means the word of God is Jesus Christ himself. The word of God is God himself. Because he said in the beginning, in that John that I just read, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So the word of Christ is the same thing as the word of God, because that shows the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the word of Christ is the word of God. So that means by which, so the word of God is the means that which God speaks to us as we are searching the scriptures together. God speaks to us and he makes himself known to us through his word. And the word of God his will. He declares what his will is. He declares what he wants us to do. He declares the way we have to live our life. He declares the way to relate with each other. So God declares his will, declares his mind. What does he have for us? The word of God brings about his purposes and his plans for our life. That is the word of God. That means that we have to make sure that we create time to fellowship with this word, because it is very, very important. So the word of God is the commanding word of God that brought creation, as I mentioned earlier, into existence. We can write it in Genesis 1, verse 1 to 31. Psalm 36, verse 6. Can we read it? By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. You see that the word of God is very, very important. That is the reason why we have to allow the word to dwell in us richly. We have to allow it to dwell. 2 Peter 3:5, please. They deliberately forget that God made the heavens by the word of his command. And he brought the earth out from the water and surrounded it with water. He made the whole universe by the word, by the spoken word of his mouth. In the New Testament, the Gospel of John declared that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Through the revelation of Christ, God has come to dwell in our midst, because he revealed Jesus Christ to us, he sent Jesus Christ, and through him, we have been saved, we have been delivered, and we have been healed. And through him, we are able to live, because it is not our by our own strength, nor by our own power, that we are all sitting down and we are breathing. It is the grace of God upon our life. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4b, NLT. That shows us that Christ is the exact thing. And the good news, they don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. You see, Christ is the exact likeness of God. That is why the word of Christ, the word of God, is very, very important in our lives. Hebrews 1, verse 1 to 3. God spoke to us through His Son, and through the Son, He created the universe. I'm emphasizing on this so that we can understand the efficacy, that is the effectiveness of the Word of God in our lives, and the reason why we have to allow the Word to dwell in us richly. Not just mere word of our mouth, not just head knowledge, but we need to have a deeper revelation and allow the Word to sink in into our heart and into our spirit and soul and body. Oh God, you know, as I woke up yesterday morning, this topic has been on me, and I was just praying, and God was just giving me, He just gave me a word. I am the Word. I sent the Word through my Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to dwell, live in among you. That's John 1:14. He said He sent Jesus Christ to live in us. That is to have a home. We have to create a home for Him in our heart. So how does the Word of Christ dwell in us richly? I want to take some words from that, our text. Sorry, from the topic. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Now, what do we mean by dwell? Sorry, we are going to go to the dictionary. We are going to go to class. Students, I know we are going to go to class as if your lecturers are teaching you. So now, what does dwell mean? Dictionary meaning of dwell is to live in, reside in, as in a home. Stay, ponder in thought. You know, when we know the meaning of this word, we will now be able to be together and understand what God is talking to us this afternoon. So now, richly. What does richly mean? Richly means fully. That is the whole thing. Fully, everything. Thoroughly. In full measure, well, completely, entirely, plentiful way, generously. You see, if God said, He will provide for us, pressed down, shaking together. You see, when those back home, when they want to, they have all those small things that they used to weigh food stuff. So when they put those things, when you want to buy, put more. They will be putting more and be shaking it so that it will sink down, so that you will have plenty. That's what we are saying here. Generously. That means the Word has to dwell in us generously. Full, complete, thoroughly. Not just we are reading it as we are reading storybook. No. We have to make sure that our heart, we create a hole in our heart to allow that Word to come in. So now, let's now start going through how does the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. We know the meaning of dwell now, to live, to reside. We know the meaning of richly now, fully, thoroughly, generously. So now, how do we now allow the Word of God to dwell in us? How does the Word of Christ dwell in us richly? Number one, study. Study. Sorry, I know this is Samuel. But at the same time, we have to be together. Sorry, one of the students there, can you come and tell us what you understand by the word study? Please, my precious youth, what is study? You are student. Who can tell us what study means? Anu, come and tell us. You are a student. But you've been a student before you graduated. So God be all the glory. Tell us, what does study mean?
To study means to take whatever somebody has taught you and spend time with them.
Thank you. Good job. Sorry, don't mind me. I'm used to those, my children. So don't mind me. So see, He told us study. The lecturer would teach the student, and after that, they will now go and take whatever they have been taught and study. study vigorously. They study all night. Like me when I was in college, I don't know how to study too deep in the night. I go after like 10 or 11, I go to sleep. And I wake up. Everybody has whatever it is they are used to, that is convenient for them. So now they now study. They study what they have been taught. They even go ahead and look for more resources to study. So that if they give them any assignment, if they do tests, if they do exam, they will be able to score very high. So now, what are we talking about here? How do we now? We have to study. You make the word of God. We eat the word just as we are eating our regular food. If I say how many people had breakfast this morning, I know it's almost all of us had breakfast. So we eat that food, and the food gives us stamina, because God knows that we need food. That's why he created food for us. He knows that we need water so that we will not be thirsty. He gave us water. So he gave us all that we needed. So now, we eat, we study the word, and eat the word just as we eat our daily food. We chew the food. You know, when you are eating food, you chew it. After chewing it, you swallow it. After swallowing it, it begins to digest and begins to go to every part that it has to go in our body. So the same way God wants us to allow the word, his word, he wants us to study the word as if we are eating our daily food. As if we are eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks in between. I know my kids, they eat snacks in between. Some they eat that maybe like 3 times a day. As we don't neglect that food, we eat the food to provide strength in our body. Also, the word of God, we need to eat the word of God as our spiritual food. That is what will give us stamina. That is what will give us nourishment. And will make us to be sound spiritually, which will also be part of what will help us physically. So the word of God is very important. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. That is, we have to study to show ourselves that we are able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Because the enemy, the Bible says, he goes about like a roaring lion. He's not a lion. He's just acting like it. He's just a fake. So he's not a roaring, but he goes about. So when we study the word, that will make us to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If we don't create time to study, how can we be able to be approved of God? How can we be able to rightly divide the word of truth? I am telling you, my brothers and my sisters, there is no way out. We need the word of God. Because when the chiefs are down, nobody will be there. It's only us and the word of God that we have. And we'll be able to stake our stand and say, you know what? No. No. Like a few weeks ago, that was what I was saying to him. I said, no. No. I didn't even bother about the people around me. I said, no. This is not the plan of God. So we have to take our stand. And how do we take our stand? Not with our strength, not with our own words, but with the word of God. That's the reason why we have to study the word of God every day. Every day. So my brothers and my sisters, we need to make up time in the midst of our busy schedule to prayerfully study the word of God continually with a heart of expectation to receive wisdom, to receive knowledge, to receive revelation, to receive understanding. You see that song say, his word is yea and amen. I found it yea and amen. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Only what we need is to study with the faith and study prayerfully. Don't just let us take the Bible and say, you know what? Pray, God, I am committing myself. I want to study the word. And make sure that we give our whole heart, our whole attention to it. And he will speak to us. Because when we go to God with a heart of expectation, he always comes back and give us revelation and give us understanding. So as as you and I study different versions, we can go on different versions. Whatever I'm doing, I go Amplify, AMPC, you have different versions. We can, if you don't have book Bible, thank God for technology. You can go and download them here. You have different versions. If you don't understand New King James Version, go to AMPC, go to NLT, it breaks it down. And it will help us to be able to understand it. So, brethren, if we can aim, we have grammars here. If our grammars here can aim to go for further studies, to go and do postgraduate, to make up that the level of their qualification is high, then why can't we create time to study the word? And as you are doing the postgraduate, they give you assignment. You stay up night to study, to do your assignment, to submit your assignment in time so that it will not be late. Because when you submit your assignment in time, they will give you, extra mark that you submit your assignment early. So if we can do that, then we should be able to create time to study the word. Because the word of God is the food that is feeding us spiritually. It's the food that will give us the strength from our inner man. So then we must always make up time to study the word of God, which is full of God's presence. The word of God is full of his presence and his riches. That is found in Ephesians 3:8. We can write it down. Ephesians 3:8. So now number two. Create a home in our hearts. That's how the word of God can dwell in us richly. We must let our heart be a convenient home where the word of God lives, where the word of God stays at all times. Psalm 119, verse 11a. That, you see, that is David. Thy word have I hid in my heart. I want to use the A part. The other part is that I might not sin against you and other things. Thy word have I hid in my heart. So the word of God, we have to make sure that we hear the word of God in our heart. We have to make sure that we study. Sometimes you will be reading one verse. You will read it like weeks. You continue to ponder on it. You continue to think about it. You continue to just make it to be inside of us. And you will see how God will be giving us revelation. How God will be ministering to us. So we need to create a home in our heart for the word of God. And continually think and ponder in thought about the word of God. That is the word that we read. So let the word completely take over every thought in our heart. In our different homes, I want to give us an illustration. In our different homes, we make available all the essential things we need. Like rooms. We make rooms. If we don't have room, do you think we are going to have a place to sleep? We have to make availability for rooms and a living room, a kitchen, a bathroom, bedroom. We make available food, water, stove, refrigerator to store perishable stuff, and all these comfortable stuff so that we can be comfortable. Same way, we must create a comfortable, willing, and welcome home in our heart. Let us create. Don't let our heart be clogged up with malice. Don't let our heart be clogged up with, somebody, maybe like somebody did something to us like a few weeks ago, and it's still in our heart. Because God will not allow, there will not be, like a comfortable home for the world to dwell in. Because we are harboring something in our heart. So we have to make our heart a home that the word of God can reside in. That the word of God can live in. So always have a positive thought in your heart. There is no doubt about it that people will not step on our toes. Starting from our immediate family. But how does the Bible want us to handle it? If the Bible says we should sin, and we should get angry, but we should not let the sun go down on our anger. Get angry, say it out, and then leave it alone. Give it to God, and let your heart be free. Because God wants to communicate with us 24 hours, 7 days. As we read the word, he wants to talk to us. As we are standing, either you are cooking, you are walking, you are driving, he wants to communicate with us. And he cannot communicate with us if we don't have a comfortable home in our heart. So that shows why we need to have create a home in our heart that is comforting for the word of God to reside, to stay. Number three, choose to speak and agree with what God says at all times. That's how the word can dwell in us. Continue to say the word. We need the word. There is nothing else. We don't need the word that the people are saying in the world. We need the word of God because he has saved us by his grace. We have all been redeemed by his grace. So we need the word of God. The word of God is what we need in every day of our life as redeemed children of God. So make a deliberate decision. We have to make that choice. We have to make that decision. Nobody can make it for us. It's a personal story. Pastor Emmanuel has been talking to us that we need the word. He will talk to us, Bible study, Sunday school, we come, and we come on Sunday. The word of God, it is very, very important in our life. So we have to make a deliberate decision to speak the word of God, filled with life, because the word of God is filled with life, and light, and miracle. Things that is far above our own human understanding, he does it for us, that we cannot ever think or imagine. He does it for us every day. So my brothers and my sisters, let us make a dynamic, strong decision not to speak the negative things we see around us or what we have in our body. Rather speak what God says in his word. What does God say? He said he will renew our strength like an eagle. Even after we have overworked and we now go and sleep and all that, it's only he that can recuperate strength in our body. So we continue to say what God says, not what we are feeling in our body. We just continue to say, God, I know I've worked, but I need you to recuperate strength in our body. And you have to be wise in doing that too. We create time also to rest and relax. So, and God will now speak to us because we choose to dwell on what he says. Always be conscious about what God says about you and I. We have to be conscious about what God says, not what we are seeing. If we see a child doing the other way around, we don't look at that negative thing or that thing that is not in line with the word of God that they are doing. We say what God says. We say it is well with their soul. We tell them that you are going to grow in wisdom, in knowledge, in understanding. You can't continue like it because the hand of God will change you and make you turn around. We start seeing positive things. How do we get it? By making sure that we allow the word of God to dwell in us richly. Number four, speak God's word over your lives and situations. We have to speak the word of God over our lives. The word of God produces life. That's why we have to make sure that we speak what God says over our lives. As we wake up, you continue to say what God says about you. Sing psalms. We are going to get there. Sing psalms. Sing hymns to God. Give him all the glory. God, I thank you for another brand new day that you have made me to see. If we are filled and overflowing with the word of God, having the word in full measure in our heart will produce life. We produce things that is far above our own human understanding. We produce the will of God over our life because the word of God is his will over our lives. So renew, we have to renew our minds with the word of God. Romans 12, 1 to 3. We have to renew our minds with the word of God. It's telling us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. You see, he has to deal with us as our measure of faith. And we have to allow the faith to spring up, to grow in us. And that shows why we have to dwell in the word. if the devil is telling us something else, we just continue to stand upon the word. It's just, you know, our mind is a battlefield. That's the reason why we have to make sure that the word of God dwells in our heart. Because the devil comes, nobody will hear it. It's you in your heart that will be, he'll be telling you something else against what God said. But we are filled, we have a full measure that is present and shaking together in our heart. That is the word. We'll be able to say the word and say, this is what God says. That's what I kept on telling him. Because this message is just doing a lot. I said, you know what? I am not going back. I've already made that decision. You are just a liar. I've made that decision to follow Christ. And nothing is taking me back. At this point you are doing, it's just a waste of time. Because when we make a decision to follow Christ, that is the best decision that we make in our life. That we made that decision that Christ come and be Lord and Savior of my life. We don't look back. We continue to take our stand on what God says, not what the enemy is telling us, because we are seated together with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places, far above all principalities. Because the Bible says we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness. But the God that lives in us is greater than he that lives in the world. So when we dwell in the world, we'll be able to take our stand. Nobody can come to fight for us. Even if you start calling Pastor Dorothy or Pastor Emmanuel in the middle of the night, they can come to your house. That means we too, we have to make ourselves, allow God to make us to be strong and dynamic in the world, so that we'll be able to take our stand without calling anybody and say, you know what? This battle has been won. I am taking my stand and I'm using the word of God, because that is the weapon that I have. That is the strength that I have. That is the stamina that I have. And you continue to say the word. You continue to dwell on the word. You continue to dwell on the word. And as you dwell on the word, victory is ours in Jesus' name. So don't let your mind be dominated by what we see happening all over the world at this time. Rather, be dominated thoroughly by the word of God at all times. Everything that we are seeing, it is sad when you look at it on the TV. You see hurricane this, hurricane that. It's so devastating. It's so sad. But at the same time, we have to take our stand, because the enemy will just use that to make us to just be depressed. Oh, what kind of word is this? It's a good word, because God is with us. We are not alone. And God is able to console and comfort all the people that are going through those thoughts. Our own is just to be praying for them. Because the Bible said, it said in the last day, rumors of war, a lot of things will happen. And that is what is happening. Some people, they will just be saying words. Sometimes just because I cannot. God is able to take. His word is yea and amen. There is nothing that can be added to the word. There is nothing that can be taken to the, out of the word. It's forever settled. And we have to accept it with faith. Some people say, oh, God is so angry with the word. That's why everything is happening. Sometimes if I have the ability, God gives me the ability, I will just tell them, you know, you can't be saying this. God is a merciful God. He's a loving Father. But how? You will just tell them. Some people, they don't accept it. Just leave it that way. And say, God, I pray that they will understand. So, we cannot dwell on what we are seeing, but we have to allow the word of God to dwell in us. That's what can give us peace and rest of mind, and rest our mind in God. So, what we listen to and hear is very important also in our daily life. Hear the word of God continuously. Create time. Let our heart be a home for the word. For example, as soon as we wake up in the morning, be thankful and grateful to God for a wonderful day. Speak life to the day. Speak life. Don't say, I'm doing this day. Oh, see me, I just hope I'm so tired. If you continue to say you are tired, you will be tired. But if you continue to say, God, I thank you. Thank you for strength. Thank you for ability to do all that I have to do today with your strength. Because the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. It didn't say, continue to say, you are tired. Because if you continue to say that, that's what will happen. Because what we say, what we speak, it matters. So we have to speak the word of God. Rather say what God says. Don't say what your body is saying. Don't say what the people in the world is saying. Say what God says at all times. So speak, bless your spouse, bless your children, bless your job. Don't say, oh, that job, I'm going there today. Why can't we be grateful for what God gave us? Why can't we be happy? Some people are looking for the job, they can't find it. So you have a job, be grateful that you have a job. Go there and say, God, thank you for this wonderful job. As I'm going today, I know you are already going ahead of me. And I know your strength is upon me. And I know you are giving me the ability to relate with everybody in your will, to love everybody. And thank you for strength. Thank you for wisdom to do all that I have to do. Don't just wake up and start saying negative stuff and say, God, this job again. God gave us job. Why can't we be grateful and say positive things and speak life to that job? Speak favor to that job. God will give you favor with your co-worker. God will give you favor with your superior. And what you speak is what will happen. So you see, we need the word of God to dwell in us richly, so that we can speak life to our job. We can speak life to our friend. We can speak life to our family members. Speak abundance over your finances and all that you need for the day. You know, there was a time, like a few months ago, that thing would just come to be weighing me down of finances. I said, God, why is this thought coming to me? I just thought about it. I said, no, you know what? What can I do? If I start thinking about it from morning to night, I'm just making myself depressed and I will be sad. I just say, you know what, God? You say you will supply all my needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God, I just hand this thing over to you. Just take care of it. That's how it is. You just wait. I started speaking what God said. I said, God, how can I be allowing this thing to weigh me down? I can't make any changes. It's only He that can bring forth changes. And when I realized that, and I started dwelling on the word, I said, God, you are able to. You are the one that supplies. You are the one that gives, that brings about changes. You are the one that pay bills. He's the one that pay the bills. My income, for when I calculate my income with my expenses, my expenses outweighs it. So, and God is doing it. So why can't we just say what God says? Why can't we allow the word to dwell richly in us and allow that word to counteract the negative things that come to our heart? So speak about, say to yourself, every organ in my body, receive life, receive strength, receive ability to accomplish God's plans and God's purposes today, every day. Just say what God says. We have to allow that word to dwell in us, because if you don't have the word, how can all this be coming from? How can we be saying this positive thing? That is the reason why we need to allow the word, as we come to Bible study, not only to come to church, we have to have our own personal study of the word of God. So if you miss it in any area of our daily life, we should not be get angry with ourselves, sad or depressed, but we should be encouraged, apply self-control, because God will tell us to have self-control. Confess whatever you did wrong to God and move on with a positive mind of great expectations and accomplishment for the day. Number 5, you know, we are going to, how does the word of God dwell richly in us? Walk and live in the Spirit. We have to walk and we have to live in the Spirit every time. Galatians 5, 16 to 17. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish in our own heart. Can you go ahead to, 16 and 17. Now can you open to Ephesians 5, verse 8, please? For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. That is, we have to walk and live in the Spirit. Colossians 1, 10 to 11, please. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. You see, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glory. glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy. You see, we can be able to acquire all this with by living in the Spirit, allowing the Spirit of God to live our life to us. Because the Bible says we have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we are living. But it's not us that is living. But Christ is now the one that is living to us. So we have to walk in the Spirit. So my brothers and my sisters, living in the Word of God can dwell in us, you know, the Word of God can dwell in us richly by living in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit is very vital, which will help us to construct or frame our lives with what God says in His Word. So by living and allowing the Spirit of God to take charge, to take over, even if our flesh wants to come in, we should just say, you know what? Don't you know that I am a new creature? All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new in my life. So this new old self, this new old habit, you can't triumph any longer in this body, because Christ is the one that is living through me. You see, when we know the Word of God, when the Word of God dwells in us richly, we'll be able to always have the Word of God to say at all times. Abide in His Word, and we'll be able to walk as a walk. 1 John 2:6, you can just write it down. 1 John 2:6, John 15:4. Let's just read that. John 15:4. John 15:4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. So we have to abide in the Word. We have to allow the Spirit of God to always do things through us at all times. Number 6. Sing and make melody in our heart, always with the Word. Colossians 3:16 is part of what we read in our text. It says that we should let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom. In all wisdom, because we need the wisdom of God. I will quickly read. I know we read it, but I just want us to go through it again. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you in all wisdom. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. You see, the Word of God that is in us, we'll be able to start singing the Word. We'll be able to start saying the Word out and sing melody in our heart. And as we do that, you will see how joy will flow inside out of us. And we need to feed on the Word. You know, it's like that study. We need to feed on the Word constantly. Take the Word as your daily food to nourish you each morning. Jeremiah 15:16. Your words we have found, and I ate them. That is, we ate the Word as a daily food. And your Word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. You see, he said, the words are found in him because he ate the Word. And whatever food we eat, it will digest and it will show forth in our body. It will go to each of the organs of the body to do what it has to do. So also, we have to read the Word of God as our daily food. We can write 1 Timothy 4:6. We can read it. We can write it down. So now, what are the benefits or functions of the Word dwelling in us richly? Number one, the Word of God enlightens. The Word of God enlightens our soul. When we know the vital benefits and functions of the Word of God, this will give us many reasons to allow the Word of God, to let the Word of God dwell in us in a rich manner. The Word of God enlightens. When we hear and read and study the Word of God, the first thing it does, it brings light into our inner being. It brings forth light. And you now realize, okay, so this is what God is saying in His Word. When we break forth and that revelation comes in, when it opens our inner heart and we behold and we say, okay, this is what the Word of God is saying. So for example, in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, when God said, let there be light, when God speaks, immediately there is light. When we let God dwell in us inwardly, we will be enlightened. Every confusion and darkness vanishes because the Word word of God has shed light into that situation. It has shed light into that very moment. Psalm 119 verse 130. I want us to read. Psalm 119 verse 130. The teaching of your word gives light. That is the thing. Say, the teaching of your word gives light. The teaching of the word of God, it gives us light. So even the simple can understand. Even those people that maybe they have, you know, like a lower, they will understand because God shed forth light through his word. So the word of God is enlightening us. It gives us enlightenment. It enlightens us. So that's the reason why, that's one of the functions of the word of God. The word of God nourishes. You know, as you eat, some people, they like chocolate. They like strawberry. They like apple, banana. And you get nourishment as we eat it. So the word of God provides nourishment also. The word of God is a spiritual food that nourishes us. The word of God nourishes us. Matthew 4:4. In this scripture, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that he took God's word in the scripture as his food and he lived on it. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You see? He's saying we should not live on the daily food that we eat. You eat bagel. What breakfast? We eat cereal? No. Okay, good. We eat a lot of nourishing food. But now God is telling us that we should not live on that physical food alone. But we should dwell on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So the word of God, it nourishes us. Only we have to make sure we create time every day to read the word of God. And no matter what, you start from somewhere. You can start reading it from 10 minutes. You go higher. Let's start from somewhere. Don't say, I'm so busy. And I come back from work. I have to cook. After cooking, I have to sit down and eat. After eating, I have to relax. After relaxation, I go to bed. God is the one that gave us those times. So why can't we make up time out of the 24 hours that we have for 7 days? And make up time. Make up like 20 minutes every day to say, this 20 minutes is me, I want to study the word of God. Prayerfully, I want to study the word of God. Let's create time. He's the one that gave us the time. So why can't we make up time to study the word and get nourishment from the word? So we should emulate this too, what we just read in Matthew 4. We should emulate it in our lives and we'll be well nourished with a well-balanced life, spiritually and physically. So number three, the word of God strengthens. 1 John 2:14. The word of God strengthens. As you are opening, if you don't get here earlier, 1 John 2:14. Okay. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men. He's telling us, he has written to us, he has given us all this. So we have to, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. We can overcome the wicked one by allowing the word of God to dwell in us richly. And we get the strength to be able to take our stand and say no. So the word of God makes us strong in our spirit, soul, and also be very healthy in our body. For example, the word of God must be our daily dosage of spiritual vitamin. It must be a daily dosage that we take in. Like some people, they have medication that they have to take every day. Some people 4 times a day. Some people 1 a day. So now, let the word of God be our daily dosage of the spiritual vitamin to strengthen and heal us from inside out. The word of God heals. When we start saying it, you start dwelling on it, you think about it, you will see how your soul, how your spirit, how your body will receive strength. So the word of God is very important. One of the functions is it gives us strength. When we let the word of God dwell in us, we'll be strong in our spirit, soul, and body. I'm looking at the time. Number four, quenches our thirst. The word of God quenches our thirst. Isaiah 55:11. It quenches our thirst. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent. You see, the word of God cannot go back to him. He's going to give us, you know, he's going to point our task. He's going to perform what God says it will perform. So when we completely receive the word of God into our heart and life, it quenches our task because it is the water of life. The word of God is the water of life. So this makes us bear fruit, which grows forth to his glory. Romans 8:29. You can just write that down. We won't go there. Number four, the word of God builds. Romans 12:4. 4-5. Then Acts 20:32. Romans 12:4-5. The word of God builds. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. You see, all the members in our body, they don't have the same function. But as we read the word of God, each members of our body, they will coordinate together. And you will see that we are being fed, we are being watered. That Acts 20:32. The word of God builds us up. The word of God builds us up when we let the word dwell in us richly in all wisdom. You can see open to that Acts 20:32, please. As we study and think about the word of God continually, every day, this can touch us inwardly and provide growth in Christ. It will provide growth. You see, he's saying, so I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Because the word of God is full of his grace, is full of his presence, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. That means the word of God, it quenches our thirst. It builds us up. I'm going back to 4 now. It builds us up. The word of God builds us up. We can write Ephesians 4:15-17. We can write it down. Number 6, the word of God edifies. He gives edification. The more we let the word of God dwell in us richly, the more virtues we will have. And Christ will continually work in us, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Ephesians 3:16. And then 1 Corinthians 14:26. Those of us that are writing, we can write Ephesians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 14:26, Romans 1:11. But we are going to read here 1 Corinthians 14:26. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm. That's through the word that we are allowed to dwell in us. Has a teaching as we are listening to the sermon. Has a tongue and has a revelation. As an interpretation, let all be done for edification, because the word of God, it edifies us. It doesn't go, you know, like something that is disorganized. It always edifies, because there is power in the word. So the word of God edifies. So, but we have to make sure that we allow and let that word dwell in us richly. The word of God, it heals and delivers. Psalm 107:20. But we can write this further, that we'll only read Psalm 107:20. We can write this down, Psalm 107:20, Psalm 103:2-4, and then Isaiah 53:4-15. But let's read Psalm 107:20. He said, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So he sent the word and the word healed us inside out. And if the word delivers from every destruction, from everything that is not in line with the word of God. So we have to make sure that we let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. The word of God encourages us. It gives us encouragement. Romans 15:4, Proverbs 3:5-6. Let's just read that Romans 15:4. We can write Proverbs 3:5-6 down. Romans 15:4. Word of God encourages us, and there is so much effectiveness in the word of God. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things they are written before we are written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. So we have to make sure that we create time and let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. So in my conclusion, my brothers and my sisters, we need to allow and let the word of God dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, knowledge, revelation, and understanding. We do not rely or trust in ourselves or in our own words for the ability to do all that we've heard today, but rather trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not depend on our own understanding. Do not depend on the flesh that the word that the thought or the word that the flesh is asking us, telling us to say, but we should dwell on the word of God. We should make sure that that word is in us richly, in all wisdom. So I pray that as God has reminded us today, that we will allow that word to dwell in us richly, in all wisdom. And the Lord will continue to help us forever. Oh,
you have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Four Square Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.